Good morning. Let's try that again. You know how I do with them, right? Good morning. That's right. It is a good morning. I'm so glad to see y'all this morning. I have a story to tell you to start out with, okay? So just like Miss Jessica is our children's minister here, my mom at the church I grew up in was our children's minister for almost all while I was growing up. And all the time, I mean all the time, in her children's sermon, she would tell a story. And sometimes, a lot of the times, that story was about me. They were good stories. They were stories that I knew about. They were stories I had no idea about, or stories that I knew she knew. And it was kind of crazy to hear them. So, in honor of that, I told her that I would tell a story on her this morning. But I'm going to ask you a question first. I'm going to tell you something first. Have you ever heard the word faithful? Raise your hand. Have you heard this word before? It's kind of a big word. You have a song about faithful?
Me too.
You do? Oh, man. Afterwards, we can sing all these together. That's awesome. We'll sing all these together after the service, okay? Come find me. I love it. That's so cool. So, and the song we just sang, that's right. I'm so glad you picked up on that. That's so cool.
I have the song we just sing too.
You do? Oh, my goodness gracious. How cool. So, do you know what faithful means? Do you know what being faithful means? Does anyone know?
No.
No? You do? Okay. So being faithful means being loyal, right? Or always being there, or keeping on, or maybe a bigger word to say is continual or consistent or constant. You know, those are kind of million-dollar words there that we use. But it's always being there, and it's being loyal. Do you know faithful people in your life? Maybe, do you know your parents or your brothers or sisters? You have a best friend at school? Yeah?
Yes.
You've got faithful people, and you're right. Oh, you do miss him. Well, you can still be a faithful friend from far away. That's cool. Well, let me tell you a story about my mom, okay? My mom is a really faithful person. She's one of the most faithful people I know about. And as a minister, she was always there for people. And she was always loyal and was a great friend to her friends and to our family. And she's an example of what I think about when I think of someone who is faithful in their life. But you know who I also think about? Who's faithful? Who else would I think about as faithful to us?
My grandma.
Your grandma. I do think about her. She's very faithful too. I think about God, who is also faithful in our life, right? I think about God as so faithful to us. He's loyal to us, and he's honest, and he asked of us to be honest and to be true and to keep our promises. And, you know, because God is faithful to us, he says, I want you to be faithful to me and to others as well. And he does that, and he asks us that we be that way with other people too. You know, God says in the Bible that it's not good to not be faithful to other people. And today, even Dr. Head's going to share with us during his sermon about how Jesus reminded us and asks us to be faithful people and how to be faithful to others. And, you know, he even warns us that Jesus says in the Bible, it's not good to even think about not being faithful to others. God wants us to be faithful and to be loyal and to keep our promises and to be true and honest and always be there for others, just like God is for us. So this week, as you go from here, I want you to think about someone or a way you can be faithful to other people or to maybe just one person, whether it's your parents or your friends or somebody. You think you can do that this week? Yeah? Let's pray together. Gracious God, thank you for always being faithful to us. Thank you for being an example to us of how to be faithful to others. And help us to be faithful to others this week in all that we say and all that we do. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.